From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Government officials and nearly 1,000 Hong Kong residents attended a flag-raising ceremony on Friday morning as the city marked the 19th anniversary of its handover from Britain to China. However, they were outnumbered by tens of thousands of protesters, angry over the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy. Australians vote in a federal election on Saturday, while climate change, immigration, and education are key issues. It's the economy that's likely to decide who wins. Australia has avoided recession for 25 years, but the future is unclear as a resources boom fueled by China's appetite for iron ore and coal continues to fade. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian political leaders have put economic security at the heart of their election campaigns. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told voters the country needs the stability his centre-right coalition government can provide. But the opposition Labour leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister is a weak leader, just like his besieged British counterpart. Australia's main political leaders must convince voters they have the safe hands the economy needs. Voting in Australia is compulsory, so turnout will be high, and so are the stakes. As a resources boom that insulated the nation from the worst of the global financial crisis continues to fade, voters are demanding that the next government charts a responsible path to prosperity. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At least 6 people were killed and 2 injured when gunmen opened fire on 2 buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in northeast Kenya have been carried out by Somalia-based Al-Shabaab. Just one day earlier, 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion engulfing a passenger bus. This is